stripe I can see. The way you're working in me since I've been saved. Old passed away, new is my name.
Well, God bless you. Amen. God bless you. We haven't seen you in a while, but we're back.
Amen.
We're back. Haven't been before the camera in some time. I guess it's been about 3 months, you said.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And we praise God. We have been doing all kinds of things.
Yeah.
But primarily, I think, you know, we have been receiving strength and encouragement from God.
Yes.
As we continue to move forward at this time in our life. Amen. And we praise God because we've never lost our praise.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We've been in service every Sunday and we've been ministering unto others and
yes.
meeting new people, encouraging people in the Lord. God has allowed us to meet some new people through ministry.
Yes.
We've been able to share His goodness with other people. And so it's been a new chapter.
Yes.
In our life. One that we might have necessarily not have drawn up this way.
Yeah.
But I shouldn't even say not necessarily. We wouldn't, right?
No.
We wouldn't have not drawn it up this way. Praise God.
Amen.
But yet, you know, we're still standing. And we're standing by the grace of God.
Yes.
It's only by His grace and by His goodness. And so the fact that we have been kept, Scripture says the Lord is a keeper.
Yes.
You know, He is my keeper. The Lord is the shade upon my right hand. And because He's like that, that's the only reason why we're able to stand upright, especially during this time. And so, but we're back and we're grateful to be back.
Amen.
Praise God. And so today, amen, we just want to look at one scripture. And it comes from the book of Genesis, appropriately enough, amen, the book of beginnings, amen. And it's Genesis, the first chapter, but it's the last verse of the first chapter.
Yes.
And it says, "And God saw everything that He had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day." Amen.
Amen.
We praise God that everything that God made and makes is good.
Yes.
And we, you know, in Genesis, every, you know, when He made the heavens and the earth, and He put the animals on the earth and those type of things, the Scripture says, and He saw it, and it was good. And then He created man, and then He looked at everything and said it was very good.
Yeah.
And so when it comes to us, God is not only good, but it's very good. He's very good.
Mm-hmm.
And for us, even now, we can still testify to that.
Amen.
God is good. And sometimes it feels strange to say that, though, you know,
yes.
when you're going through things. But those are the things, I think we mentioned this before, that have to come from your spirit.
Yes.
Can't come from your natural mind.
Yes.
Our natural mind tends to, you know, look at things, is that what I want in my life? No, then it's not good. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Whereas the spirit man, you know, you have to always look to God.
Yes.
And you know that everything about Him is good. And so, you know, we're still going to be proclaiming the goodness of God. We still have been doing it. But we thank God for the opportunity now to come back and speak to our friends.
Amen.
Amen. And to tell them that God is good.
Yes.
And here's the thing. And I hope someone's encouraged by something. One, I hope they're encouraged the fact that, you know what? See, the enemy probably walking around thinking, we got him. Yeah, you didn't have nobody, amen.
Amen.
Right? Moses said, "What? Our times are in your
God's
hands.
Yes.
Right?
Amen.
So our times are in God's hands.
Yes.
So, you know, and Jesus said, "Well, I didn't lose not one
amen.
That you gave unto me." God's not going to, amen?
Yes.
So amen. God is a keeper. And so we praise God for His keeping power. But I pray and I hope that someone is encouraged by the fact that, one, we have been thrown in the towel, right?
Amen.
Second, that we're still proclaiming the goodness of God.
Amen.
Because people still need to hear it, And quite frankly, I need to hear it. Amen.
Amen.
I need to hear it. And sometimes, you know, we need to hear it from our own mouth.
Oh, yes.
And that can be a source of encouragement for us. But the scripture says it right, amen, that everything that God made, in other words, everything that He's involved in,
yes,
is good.
Amen.
Amen. So that's why when the things that are happening in our life are not so good, understand, God may not, you know what I mean? He's not the source of that.
Amen.
And so yes, we don't have to lay it at His feet. But God is so good and so great, in fact, that He can take the things that the enemy tries to use to destroy us.
Yes.
And He can even work that for good in a way that I can't even begin to understand.
Amen.
But the one thing I do understand and know that God is good. And we're going to continue to proclaim His goodness, right?
Yeah.
We're going to continue to proclaim His goodness, you know, until Jesus comes. Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Because it doesn't change.
Amen. You know, like the scripture says, "Praise God, so everything that He made, and behold, it was very good."
Amen.
So God does make good things, and in spite of the things that, you know, come into our lives and things that happen, we have to stay mindful that God is yet good.
Yeah.
God is still good. He still makes good things. And even those things that the enemy makes for bad, God turns it around for the good.
Amen.
You know, God said that all things work together for the good for those who are called. We're called according to His purpose.
Amen.
And He takes those things and He makes it all work together for the good. The thing that we're going through, it might not feel good, you know, because we're made of flesh, we're human.
Yeah.
But God is supernatural, and things are—it's still good. It's all good because God is good, and certainly, you know, we've been absent, you know, from this video and certain other things. But I believe that we still, you know, we still want to proclaim the goodness of God, and still have a need to proclaim the goodness of God in spite of what goes on in our life. You know, God, that's what He's called us to do. He wants us to be witnesses in the earth so that everybody can see His glory, and we have to stay faithful to that, you know. And I know one thing that the enemy is constantly trying to take take all of us, all those believers of God, trying to take you off of believing and take you off of your mission for God, and try to throw things in your life and say, "Oh, are you still going to talk about God?" "Oh, yes, I am." You know, we might not have been doing it on camera, but we've certainly still been doing it. God is yet good, and God is yet still able, and this is the season of miracles still.
Amen.
And we still believe that God is good, and God makes everything good.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah, and even, like I said, you know, in our lives, I mean, it's a personal thing.
Yes.
You know, when God looked upon, later on, when God looked at Adam and He saw the man was by himself, He said, that's not good, right? So God can look upon us and He can distinguish, you know what I mean? He knows there's certain things that's not good for us, but He's mindful of those things as well. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the thing that you have to love about God, that, you know, even when we go through things that are not good for us, God's not going, "Oh, well." No, He's mindful of us.
Yes.
And He wants to address that thing in our lives that's not good and make it good.
Isn't that
what He did with Adam?
Yeah,
it's not good that you're going to be alone. And so what did He do? He made it to where He wasn't going to be alone.
Yes.
And that's the kind of loving God that we have, so that when we go through things, we have a God who intimately cares about that. He looks upon us. "What is man that thou art mindful of him," right? He's mindful of what we're going through, and He will move to address it.
Amen.
And that's what He's been doing in our life.
Yeah.
So the thing is that we have still, and especially probably is a better word, experiencing the goodness of God.
Amen.
Because as He looks upon us, amen, and you know, He looks upon others, amen, because there's so many people who are going through many trials, many tests.
Yes.
People losing loved ones, and, you know, people losing their job and losing their business, or, you know what I mean, being betrayed by friends or family. You know, people who receive negative reports. And, you know, God looks at that, and He doesn't shrug His shoulders.
Right.
He looks at His people, He looks at His children, and if He sees something that's not good, because He's so good, He wants to put his hands on it and make it good. You know what I mean? Yeah. And that's what we, and that's why we still proclaim the goodness of God. Because, you know, unlike people, when bad things come into your life, sometimes people hightail it away.
Amen. That's certainly been the case with us.
Yeah, sometimes people hightail it and go another way. Amen. But when things turn around in your life and good, oh, they come back, because there's some people who are, that's where the term fair weather friends come from.
Right.
Amen. When the weather's good,
you're
around. But when the storms of life come, they're gone. But there's a friend who sticks closer than a brother. And so in God, you know, he looks at it, and he doesn't hightail it out of there.
Amen.
It's not good for you to be alone. It's not good for you to be down in the dumps. It's not good for you, you know, to be worried and anxious about things. And so God doesn't leave it there. He then comes and puts his hand on it.
Amen.
And he makes it.
And he makes it good.
Makes it
that's
good.
That word, all things turning around. That's because God is turning it around. Like you said, you know, he sees us, and he sees where you are. He sees your sadness and your frustration and your grief and your despair and all those kind of things.
Yes.
And
your fears.
Your fears. He sees all those things, and he steps in. He says, no, it's not going to stay like this. So the word says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy does come. It comes in the morning.
Amen.
It does come. And trouble only lasts a little while. All the word, it's in the word. So that's because God steps in and he makes it good. He makes it.
Yeah.
You know, he makes it okay. He comforts and he heals and he strengthens and amen. So God is good.
And how he does it, you know, he can't even explain.
Can't explain it.
But you know what?
That's right.
That's God's business. You know, where we just receive the benefits of it.
Amen.
So here's the thing: for someone who, you know, especially now, and we've talked about this in the past, that at a time of the season when you're supposed to be happy, sometimes that's when the most profound sadness comes.
Yes.
And in fact, it doubles down on sadness because if you're not, you know, overjoyed, and then you start to get these thoughts that you're supposed to be overjoyed, you now feel even worse.
Yes, amen.
You know, and so Christmas, you know, is a time, many times, where people go through profound sadness, you know, either because they lost loved ones and someone's not here, or because situations in their life have taken a turn, you know. But we're hoping that someone who's watching this today, and I think there's a reason why God chose this day for us to come back, that someone who's watching this today, you know, and if you are at that point where, you know, you feel like, you know, you're alone, or you know, you're in this place of despair, as you said earlier, that you understand something, that God's mindful of you.
Yes,
and
amen.
He's not just looking to see out of curiosity. When he sees, remember what he did with Adam. He saw something wasn't good, and he moved to change the situation around. And that's how we see it with Jesus in the New Testament.
Amen.
You know, when he saw the widow of Nain's, you know, coming through the procession because her son had died. It's, the scriptures say he was moved with compassion. You know, when, you know, he was feeding those, before the feeding of the 5,000. He saw them and he was moved with compassion toward them because they were like a shepherd without it. They were like a sheep without a shepherd. And so God, when he looks and sees his people in need, he doesn't just stand back. He's moved with compassion, and he addresses the situation. And so hopefully someone can be encouraged to know that if you're in a place where you need God to move, and you know, you might be in a so-called bad place, or maybe a bad place in fact, understand God is mindful, and he's looking, and he sees, and if he sees, he's going to move and show his goodness in the earth. But again, because that's what he wants to do, right? The whole earth
shall be filled with his glory.
Amen. So we believe, we're believing that. You know, we believe that for ourselves. That's what's getting us every day. It helps us get through.
Yes. I just, you know, this one last thing is just, you know, this is a it's Christmas season, and like you said, there's a lot of sadness going on. There's crazy things happening. You know, a lot of people have been saddened by news and things, and you know, and we still continue to be sad, you know, over Joseph, you know, our son. But I find that in times when I get most sad, God seems to step in, because then he'll send somebody, and they'll start talking about Joseph, and they'll bring a memory of him up, and that's God's goodness. And I just look and I say, thank you, Lord, because he knows.
Amen.
He's, like you said, he sees you, and he wants to do something about it, and he sends somebody.
Mm-hmm.
He sends his goodness to you so
Amen.
That you know, I'm here with you. You are not alone.
Amen.
You know, and he comforts and, you know, he strengthens because he's good. He shows his goodness
That's
all
right.
the time.
That's
he
right.
makes it good.
That's right. And so we just want to, you know, we're going to continue to proclaim the goodness
Amen.
Of God.
Amen.
And like we've been saying, we have been doing that.
Amen.
And we're going to continue to do it because, you know, it just can't be taken
yes.
from us. You know, because it's a truth.
That's right.
And, you know, sometimes the truth may seem to be buried, but it's one thing about the truth, it always rises.
It always
Amen.
Rises.
Jesus is
Amen.
The way, the truth, and the life. They buried him, but the
yes.
truth cannot stay buried. Amen.
That's
and
right.
so what we're proclaiming is the truth.
Amen.
And it must Amen. Rise. Amen. And even that gives glory to God.
Amen. Amen.
So listen, we're hoping somebody's encouraged today in this. If you're going through something right now, just believe, amen, God sees me.
Amen.
God yeah. sees where I am. And if you're in a situation that's not good, right, understand God wants to come.
Amen.
Put his hand on your life. Amen. Put his hand on your situation and turn that thing around
yes.
for the good.
Amen.
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 Because everything that God puts his hands to is good.
Amen.
Amen. So we're
Praise
just praying
God.
That God will put
Praise
his hands
God.
On your life, on your situation and circumstance, and reveal his goodness for you, as he's
That's
been doing
right.
for us
Amen.
For years and years, and especially now. And we're praying that he does the same thing for you.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God.
We praise God. Thank God for all of you. Amen.
Yes.
Who've been praying
Amen.
For us.
Yes.
Amen. Thank God for all of you who have been faithful friends. Amen.
Yes.
Thank God for all of you who continue to be there and to just encourage us,
yes,
amen, that we certainly do need that. And we praise God that through your encouragement, we're able to encourage
yes,
other
amen.
People. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. And so we praise God. And so listen, until next time, you continue to be encouraged. Continue
yes.
to look for God. Continue to believe on him. And remember that Jesus loves you.
Yes.
And his love
never fails.
Amen.
Amen.
In his eyes that I'm more precious than gold, loving me though so unfair.